Here is the god, Eros, the son of Aphrodite, the goddess of love. Notice his pudgy body, and the way the flesh of his abdomen naturalistically falls against the rock. It's as if you could hear the soft breathing of a sleeping child. Walk around the statue, and you'll see the wings on his back. The sculptor has meticulously rendered each feather and each hair on the head of the sleeping child. Now move around again to the front of the statue. He originally held a bow in his right hand that falls down at his side. Look closely, and you'll see the quiver strap around his neck, and part of the arrow from the quiver lying at the base of his head. One of the most popular images of Eros is that of a sleeping child, and the statue is the finest known example of its type. It very well may be the original bronze of the 3rd to 2nd century BC, or it could be an exceptionally fine copy made during the reign of the Roman Emperor Augustus at the end of the 1st century BC or beginning of the 1st century AD. In Roman times, statues of a sleeping Eros were often set up in private villas and gardens. However, it's difficult to know for sure where such statues stood in the earlier Hellenistic period, when this work most likely was made. Perhaps it stood in a public or even royal garden, or possibly it was dedicated at a sanctuary to Aphrodite and Eros. If you'd like to hear how this bronze statue was made over 2,000 years ago, press the play button now.